If you made changes to the Football League, you've talked a bit in the past about changing the system for playoffs, maybe teams that would have to come down to maybe mean that there were less teams in each individual division, even if there was an additional division. How do you see that working in terms of time spans? And I mean, obviously it's under discussion now, but do you see this actually happening in 1 year, 2 years?
Well, the whole point of the whole game solutions discussions taking place now is they're designed to fit the next round of TV negotiations.
Right.
So if all of this is to move forward, clubs need to vote next summer at the summer meeting for these changes to take place two seasons hence.
Right.
So, you know, from our point of view, the dialogue that's now beginning to gather some momentum is critical, because next summer clubs are going to be asked to vote in a particular direction. And what Sean Harvey and the EFL and Martin Glenn at the FA and Richard Scudamore at the Premier League are trying to do now is narrow the number of options and permutations to the changes to a point where, broadly speaking, there's an agreement across the board, and then it's up to the clubs to vote on what's proposed. Essentially, the Premier League stays the same. It's the same 20 clubs, but there may be a couple of extra weekends. There will be less replays, potentially, in the FA Cup, and then some of those FA Cup rounds maybe shift to midweek. But I think this is potentially good for fans as well. Less midweek games means less midweek travel, all the difficulties that fans have with travel, the cost of travelling in midweek. And obviously, if you're only playing a league season of 38 games as opposed to 46, which is one possibility, then you would think the quality of those games is going to go up because the players are going to be fitter, fresher, have a greater appetite for playing less games. That's the theory. And obviously, it remains to be seen whether clubs are ultimately in favour of that. But certainly so far, the dialogue has been very positive. People are open-minded, largely. And I think slowly but surely, with all of the sort of the negatives being eliminated or moved away, then hopefully people will see this for what it is, which is an opportunity for the first time to give English football and ultimately the England team a great chance of success, but also for the rest of football to organise itself in a way that makes more sense for everyone.
You mentioned travel. Just locally, obviously, the club's had to overcome quite a few obstacles and challenges with Southern Rail, the strikes. Another raft of strike action has been announced. One of them does coincide, I think, with a midweek home game as well. So, again, are the club going to have to put in place those things they did before to try and alleviate the problems that supporters are really suffering at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. I mean, we're not privy to the ins and outs of the industrial action, and we're certainly not going to take sides. But what we do know is the disruption it's causing is very, very significant, not just to football fans, but to people just trying to go about their daily lives. And, you know, from the outside looking in, it seems very unfair. And as we've said before, it's unacceptable when businesses start to suffer, people's jobs start to be threatened. I was talking to someone the other day who has actually been threatened with another warning on their employment because they've been late so many times. I mean, that can't be right. That can't be fair. But as a football club, it is costing us a lot more money, and we are having to make provisions to help people get to and from the game, which are way outside of what any football club, I think, in the country would be expected to do, and it's costing us a lot of money. And we will certainly be looking to get that money back from Southern Rail. How that helps their business long term, how it helps their employees, how it helps unions, I really don't know. But what I do know is it's cost us many hundreds of thousands of pounds already, and it could cost us a lot more.